You touch a key, and it just completely hard freezes the system.
Nice.
I'm hijacked.
Ding, 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 ding. We got a winner.
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? It's time to call the Computer Corner on News Talk 92.3 KTAR. Now in the Computer Corner, here are the Data Doctors.
And welcome to another episode, addition, subtraction, multiplication, whatever you want to call it. Whatever you do, call us the Computer Corner. We're here each and every Saturday. We've been here for over a decade on the fine airwaves originating out of Phoenix, Arizona. And whether you're listening to us here at 92.3 FM or if you're listening to us online at datadoctors.com/radio, whatever your method of listening, your ways of participating are all the same. We're going to talk about those in just a second.
We've got a generator running in the background there,
yeah,
Brandon.
I decided to print something, not realizing that was right about the same time. And I didn't realize actually it was going to take 2 minutes for the thing to warm up and calibrate. And anyway, you hear printing going on in the background. So you now know it is a technology show, in case you didn't know before.
That's exactly right.
We talk about computers. We talk about technology. We talk about the things ailing you and your life. And we do it each and every Saturday from noon to 2. And we've been doing it for more than a decade, so we're... You might think we'd be experts, and while we might be experts on computer topics, on the radio and the whole, you know, being professional,
we're not so good, yeah.
By the way, the other voice you hear, that's Brian Ellison. I'm Brandon Disney. We are the two data doctors du jour here in studio.
In the house.
We're here to help you with your technology purchase decisions, with your, I have this problem and how do I solve it. Whatever those issues are that are bugging you, the consternation, the things that are making you frustrated, the things making you pull your hair out, we're here for you at 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR or online at datadoctors.com/radio. That'll get you right to the radio show section. Or if you're not slash inclined, you can't figure out which direction that slash should go. The whole slash thing confuses you. Whatever the case might be, it's just datadoctors.com. Click where it says radio show and you'll see the same information.
It'll also help you figure out which slash to do at that point because you can just look up and see it.
Absolutely. You can also get a hold of us at 1-800-564-5827 in case you're outside of the Phoenix area. And, of course, when you're at the website, you'll see various links on the right-hand side to give us feedback in the form of, you fill out a little form. You submit it. It comes to us via email. There's also places for you to participate in a blog that we have that's ongoing. And, of course, you'll see links to previous shows. We go back many, many, many years with many, many, many topics. Most every week we capture the audio like we are right now, and that audio then gets posted up fairly shortly after the show for you to peruse. And, of course, you can subscribe to the podcast, which means you get it sort of when soon as it's available. So lots of choices, lots of resources, lots of information, all for you, all for Bupkis. AKA free of charge.
Oh, there we go.
Datadoctors.com/radio is the key to all of those things. In case you forget the phone number, it's listed there for you. We'll throw it out many times during the show. I will encourage you to call early, as the phone lines tend to book up fairly early in the show, and then they stay fairly solidly booked. So that's basically how the show works, in case you've not been around before. If you have and it's old hat to you, well, sorry if we bored you with our rundown.
Very good.
And if you've been a part of the show at all, whether it's listening or participating or whatever the case might be, you know that we come each week with a theme.
I like today's theme.
You like today's theme?
I do. It's the third time I've been a part of this theme.
Well, so it's an annual theme at least, and sometimes we bring it around a little bit more often. And right now there are things going on, especially this year, a lot of movement towards green.
Yes.
And we're not talking about the color. We're talking about the state of mind, the state of being. We're talking about your carbon footprint. We're talking about the things you can do to impact the world around you, to save you money, to save the landfill space, and to really take care of your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, and kids you don't even know you have yet. And so if you listen to some of the shows previous to us, especially I was listening to Rosie, he's talking about replacing light bulbs with what are those things called? CFL.
CFL, yeah.
Which I think is just a nice fancy name for a compact fluorescent.
Mm-hmm.
But these days, you know...
They pay for themselves.
They don't look like fluorescent in the old days, that's mm-hmm. for sure.
Yes.
And I notice I'm just looking up right now in the studio here. All the bulbs are compact fluorescent. You can't actually look right at them.
Yeah, that is brutal. That one over here is blinding.
Yeah, they kind of
see that.
They kind of kill you. But those are things you can do to be green. And today's show is all about things you can do with your old technology, specifically recycling your old technology, which is both a responsible thing to do, a green thing to do. I said both.
You did.
That would insinuate two things, but we got more than two.
True.
But recycling also, depending on how you do it, can get your old technology, your used technology, the things that are no longer useful to you, in the hands of people that it's useful to today.
Correct.
At the same time, relieving you of that junk, quote unquote, and keeping it out of our landfills. And so,
well, there's also another benefit.
There's another?
There is.
Which is?
I mean, there's probably millions, but the one I'm thinking of is that we just went through that horrible time of the year called tax season.
Yeah, tax season.
And this now, we can start to rack up those tax deductions for next year.
Tax deductions for charitable donations.
See?
And there's another one, too.
Really? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I spawned another thought.
So here in the Phoenix metro area, if you're listening and the airwaves hit you, actually anywhere in the state of Arizona, we've got a special program in conjunction with, collaboration with, a group called AZ Strut, and there's a lot of companies that are involved to make this happen. Companies like Intel and Motorola, and companies you've heard of that call Arizona their home. And all of us have gotten together and figured out how to create a program where you can get old technology into the hands of students who are learning how to work on technology, so they get an education, and they then work on that technology, turn it into working good stuff. And they get into the hands of people who wouldn't be able to afford the technology in the first place. So it keeps things out of the landfill. There's score number one, right? Gets them out of your garage, basement, storage room, whatever it is. Score number two, right?
Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, we're being green. That's three.
It's the circle of life.
We're educating students. Number four. We're getting the technology into the hands of people who couldn't otherwise afford technology. Number five.
Good Lord.
We've done all kinds of good things. And you get a tax deductible donation.
Yep.
And we make it really easy. A couple times a year, we participate in this computer drive, and it's all Data Doctor's locations. You can take your electronic waste, your old stuff, specifically computers and technology. If it took a battery, if it plugs in, we're collecting it on behalf of the AZ Strut organization, and that stuff will then get taken to them. They'll either dispose of it properly through a recycling process, or they'll get it into the hands of students who will then fix it, who will then get into the hands of people who need it, who can't afford it. So it's a cool program. We've got all kinds of information, and it's all posted for you right now, datadoctors.com/radio. We're going to talk about some of the things that we're doing with the recycling, and we wanted to just kind of highlight sort of the overview and get you in the mood, if you will, to be green.
Most certainly.
What we're going to do now is caffeinate, which means take a quick break. We're going to pay a few bills. When we come back, we're going to talk to you at 602-277-5827 about technology, about recycling, about your computer problems, your frustrations, whatever they are. But in the meantime, it's time for a check of traffic and weather together. And for that, it's none other than the professor of the roadways. It's John Dormy in the KTR Traffic Center. John. We're talking about recycling your old technology. Data Doctors locations around the state of Arizona, all participating. Participating in what? Participating in our Earth Day recycling program, meaning you can take your used, tattered, no longer functioning, just no longer good to you technology to any Data Doctors location. They'll take it off your hands. They'll give you a tax-deductible receipt, which comes via the fine folks over at AZ Strut. Arizona Students Recycling Used Technology is what AZ Strut stands for. And they'll unload that stuff from you. Now, if you've, I got to throw this out there, because a couple of times in the past, we've had people show up with truckloads of things.
Yeah, totally.
We're not real well equipped to handle truckloads of things. So if you have a truckload of stuff, if you have anything more than a, you know, what a person would have in their home as far as technology, and you want to unload that, we've got a resource for you. But rather than take it to one of our stores, which is going to be a pain for both you and for us, we can get you hooked up directly with the AZ Strut organization. In fact, we've got resources online at datadoctors.com/radio. If you scroll down a little touch, you'll see there that there's a section that's titled Resources, conveniently enough. Or actually, it's this week's links. And there's one directly to the AZ Students Recycling Used Technology, which is the organization that we're doing this in conjunction with. And you can actually drop the stuff off directly to them. They'll come and get it from you, perhaps, depending on the size of the load. We can make this a lot more convenient for all of us. So if you have a huge load, a truckload of stuff, please refrain from dropping it off at one of our stores. We love to help, but we get to a point.
Capacity issues?
Yeah, our stores are not huge, right?
We have, right.
Our whole concept is neighborhood stores.
Right.
And they're fairly small footprints. And if you bring us a truckload, that's going to fill half the store, and that's going to be a big problem for all of us. So
I was out at a store yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I saw two gigantic boxes of cell phones come in, old cell phones. And it spurred me to remember that I have probably 6 or 8 at home that I need to bring in and recycle myself.
Yeah, it's funny. You forget about all the things that are out there, and if you take those things and just chuck them in the trash, well, first of all, you're putting plastics and batteries
and
kinds of stuff that's not good into the landfill. That's not cool. But
especially when it can be reused.
Yeah, it can be reused by someone. Plus, you can get a tax-deductible donation receipt. I mean, come on.
Yeah, those phones are expensive.
It's easy, cheesy, Japanesey, man. We can make this easy for you.
You just said that.
I did.
That's terrible.
It came out, didn't it?
It's funny. It did.
Yeah, it's all right. I didn't mean any offense if anybody took it.
Well, that's good. Well, you're just a dork, so it's okay.
Pretty much.
Nice.
Anyway, we've got in the Phoenix metro area, I think 23 Data Doctors locations. We got locations in Flagstaff, in Tucson. We're all over the state. So if you've got technology, today is the day. Bring that stuff down to us. We'll take it off your hands. We've got resources at our website that'll help you before you donate. What happens about the data? What about my information? What about my stuff?
Yep.
There's a little bit of a process that you ought to think about going through if there's anything on your machine that you care about, and specifically if you care about it not falling into the hands of someone else. And while the folks over at AZ Strut try to do their best to make sure that they're scrubbing each drive as they come in, it's a really good idea for you to take care of that and take the responsibility on yourself. So we've got some resources posted for you on that. We'll talk about those things kind of as the show progresses. Speaking of as the show progresses, we've got lines open for you, 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR. That's the number that Jason in Eloy dialed. Jason, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for the call.
Are you really calling from Eloy?
I'm on the road right now going into Gilbert going to work, but that's where I live, yeah.
All right.
Hey, I had a quick question concerning HD TVs. I'm soon going to be in the market of trying to purchase one. And I guess I'm just wondering, should I shell out the couple of hundred extra bucks to go with a 1080p, or is 720p good enough? I've heard some people say that most broadcasters aren't even broadcasting in 1080p, so it's not going to utilize the full range of what you can get for 1080p yet anyway. So
yeah.
I'm just trying, which one do you think is better for me to go? Because I know it's usually about a few hundred extra bucks to get the 1080p anyway.
Yeah, you're correct in that no broadcasters today are broadcasting in 1080p, meaning the full resolution that the TV would be able to accept. And for those people listening going, what's this P and I and 10 and 7 and who cares, right? Well, it has to do with the maximum sort of capacity or the maximum resolution, and generally the bigger the number, the better, right? And P,
right,
meaning progressive scan, better than I, meaning interlaced. And it just has to do with a couple different technologies out there. Now, the question comes down to, do I really need this thing that's beyond what anybody's broadcasting in? Meaning if you have a satellite dish, if you have cable from the local cable company in Uptown Eloy, whatever the case might be, if they're not broadcasting in it, why should I pay the extra bucks? Well, there's things beyond what you're getting in a broadcast that you might be concerned with, and that might be your Blu-ray player or your PS3 that's outputting in Blu-ray format. That might be HD DVD if you were one of the suckers that bought in before the debate was decided. That might be all kinds of different things, and that might be the things that are coming out tomorrow, next year, and next month.
Right.
And so if it was me and I was buying today, I would probably, unless you don't plan to have that TV for more than a year or two, I probably would buy the 1080p technology. Spend a couple extra $100 because most people these days, it's not like they're replacing their TVs every couple of years. They're hanging on to them for a long time.
Yeah, and me and my wife and most of our kids are big gamers too, and I would imagine that probably makes a difference in your gaming that you play as well.
Yeah, again, not today, but but tomorrow is only tomorrow away. So,
and
you know,
it also is then going to depend on what kind of high-definition television you purchase.
Hey, Jason, I'm going to pop you on hold. We're going to talk a little bit more off the air. We've got lines open for you, 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner. We'll be back right after this short news break. Welcome back to the Computer Corner. You're listening to the Data Doctors. We've been here for over a decade, specifically today. Brandon Disney, that's me. Across from me, my partner in arms, the guy that's going to help carry the show, well, actually make the show happen. It's Brian Ellison, and then, of course, on the other side of the glass, the guy who really makes it all happen. It's, I think I like what Mark calls him the best, Peter the Great, or Peter the Dragon, which I don't quite get the reference other than Puff the Magic Dragon. I don't understand what that is.
I'm in either way.
He's just Pete to
yes,
us.
He's the man.
And he's the guy that makes sure that you can hear us and make sure we can hear you. And, you know, I don't even know exactly what he does over there other than it all works.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
He just makes magic happen.
Pretty much. So
awesome.
That's the rundown of the show and how it happens to get into your ears. Someday we should do a whole... You know what we should do?
I think he's going to want to kill you.
No. This would be cool. Someday. We should... I mean, this is a show about technology. Mm-hmm. It's a show about computers. It's a show about all kinds of stuff. And there's a lot of technology and a lot of computers that go into making a broadcast happen.
True.
I wonder if people listening would be interested in that. We could do a breakdown. We could talk about the technology involved. We could talk about how computers not only help on the broadcast side, but what about on the side, you know, a lot of people listen to us online.
Sure.
On the web. What about people who all the technology involved in creating television broadcast and then people watching those videos online and interacting?
That would definitely be a new and refreshing topic.
If that's something that you're interested in,
email Brandon.
No, here we go. datadoctors.com/radio. There's a general comments button there on the right under feedback. You click that, you let us know yay or nay. And who knows? Maybe this will be a future topic.
Maybe
nobody cares.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Interesting to find out.
It would be interesting to find out.
Put a poll up.
Yeah. We had people holding, and then I think somehow the news scared them away, or Pete, one of the two, or the combination.
Right.
And the lines are all free, which is...
Huge opportunity.
Kind of spectacular for you, right?
Yep.
602-277-5827. That's the number you can dial right now. And it'll ring. It'll be answered. We may even talk to you. You never know. What we're going to talk about in the meantime, some of the resources available. datadoctors.com/radio. We've got links to talk about the things that you should do before you donate, sell, or recycle your old PC, including what about getting rid of all of my data, my personal stuff, my old tax return information, my emails, my address book, my Social Security numbers. Why would you have Social Security numbers on your machine? I don't know. But if you do, you don't want that passed on to the next person, do you?
No, most certainly not.
So we've got that as a resource. We've got a diagram of all the toxic chemicals inside your PC. You'd be surprised. Things like lead, like arsenic.
Arsenic, yeah. That's a big one.
Obviously, everybody knows there's sand in the form of silica, in the form of circuit boards, right?
Tons
inside
of that
PC. And that's not necessarily bad, although it does take a long, long, long time to break down. There's all kinds of plastics that take hundreds upon hundreds, if not thousands of years to break down. By the way, how do they know it takes 500 years for plastic to break down?
They've been tracking that over the last 500 years.
But plastic hasn't been around for 500 years.
That's always the fun question.
So we've got that diagram for you. We've got the Electronics Take Back Coalition. That's a link to an organization that helps. And there's about four or five different organizations, including a resource to help you find a recycler in your area in case you're outside of the Phoenix metro area and you didn't know that Data Doctors will take that stuff off your hands and get it into the hands of the people who can do something about it in a good way.
True that.
What were you going to say?
Well, I thought there was part of Jason's question we didn't answer.
Part of Jason's question we didn't answer.
Yeah, about the high-definition televisions. Because then he went into the gaming thing.
Yeah,
and that brought
so
up a whole lot of different aspects.
Yeah, so first he started with, should I care about this 1080p thing, which is the sort of the apex, if you will, of high def.
Right.
And he was first talking about broadcast technology, and I assumed he didn't mean just the little rabbit ears that you could pick up HD signals, but from your satellite or cable provider. Nothing's going to broadcast in that specification. That's true. But we did talk about how your Blu-ray or HD DVD player could, even not even talking about HD or DVD, HD DVD.
Yep.
there's the whole issue of if you have a newer DVD player, it does something called upconvert.
Right.
Meaning try to take the signal and maximize it, make it as good as it possibly can, and those things often upconvert to 1080p.
Right.
And then we get into gaming consoles, which is a whole other world.
Right.
So far, I think the PlayStation 3 is the only one that takes advantage of the 1080p, but I wouldn't be surprised if within the next couple of years...
I thought the 360 already did.
Does it do 1080p all the way?
I thought it did, but I'm not positive.
Either way, if it doesn't, it won't be long before it does.
Right.
And so if you're looking at buying HD technology, and I don't even know if it's the separation of a couple $100. I think it's probably like more like $100 or so.
Yeah, and usually you can find them on sale now that they're almost identical, you know.
And I would figure by the end of this year, you won't even find models out there other than Clarence and weird onesie-twosies that don't have the 1080p specification included. So
yeah, really 2 years ago, this was a great argument or dilemma.
2 years ago, yeah, because then you were going to spend significantly more money to do this, and you might say, well, gosh, I don't really care. You know, I used to be that guy. I've had high-def TVs in my house for a while,
mm-hmm.
but never had a high-def signal plugged into them.
Right.
And I was that guy who said, what's all this fuss about high-def, right? I mean, I can't really see that much of a difference. Yeah, it's better, but it's not that much better. I don't even watch enough TV. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Until one day.
Yeah, you had a...
I got an offer I couldn't refuse, and I ended up with an HD TiVo.
Yeah, you're done at that point.
And then, I had HD channels and all this HD-ness, and it wasn't long, let's just say, before I replaced other TVs in my house and other TiVos, and my whole house went HD. And so,
yeah,
you can see a difference. Yeah, you can feel a difference. Yeah, you can smell a difference. Well, I don't know if you can smell it. But all the other senses, they come alive.
Yes.
And it only gets better and better as the specification increases, meaning as you go up the scale. So.
Right. Well, you know, I'm a huge sports junkie.
Really?
Diehard football fan.
Why didn't
fan.
I know that?
I don't know.
I knew that about your one.
It's pretty personal.
Yeah. I knew that about your one Colorado team.
That
it's just because it's Colorado and because you've got
That's
issues.
That's where I'm from. Right. That's where I grew up, yeah.
We call it issues.
Oh, whatever.
But you're really into other sports?
Oh, tons.
Really?
Every single one of them.
Well, so if you're a sports fan, of course, you already know this. HD is like a must.
Watching the NFL, going from the regular channel to the HD, it was just, you could actually read the names on the jerseys. I mean, it's a new world.
And speaking of recycling and HD, if you've got an HD TV that's functional and working and you want to recycle it, we're going to have you skip...
Specific location for that.
We're
going to
have you skip the Data Doctor stores, and we're going to have you arrive right at my doorstep.
Right.
I don't think it's going to happen.
No, somebody would be a little irritated by that.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let, should we see if we can help people out on the phones?
Well, we can pretend to.
Well, one of us can.
That's me.
Or we can make something. Yeah,
we'll just make up stuff. I'm the one that pretends.
Let's talk to Ralph with Adele.
Yes, hi.
It's not Ralph in Dell.
No.
I don't even know where Dell is, other than that's the inside of your computer. So Ralph has issues and consternation of his own, and Ralph, welcome to the Computer Corner. How can we help you?
Well, my issue is with Microsoft and Windows, and there's an update that's trying to update. I think it's actually an Office product that's trying to update. And it won't clear. It just keeps coming. It keeps there. Stay, you know, every time you turn the computer off, it wants to fix the update. But it's done it about 20 times now, and it's still trying.
So let me make sure I understand. This is some update that it's prompting you to apply. You try to apply it. It doesn't, and it's just there over and over and over and over and over.
Every time
it does apply,
right.
It goes ahead and applies, but it doesn't understand that it's applied. So it just keeps doing it over and over again. And if I go into the history, you know, where you can go in and see about the history of updates, I can see that it's done it 20 times.
Okay. Do you know if you're using Windows Update or Microsoft Update? They're a little bit different.
Well, let's see. It's the one that comes in. You know, I've got it set to automatically bring in updates, and it's the one that comes in automatically. I guess I thought that's
Well, by default, if you've done nothing to the machine, it will be just the Windows updates. But it will prompt you when you're at the Windows updates site. If you ever go to the site directly, it'll pop up and say, hey, we've got this cool thing called Microsoft Update, which not only does your Windows updates, but all your other Microsoft products like Office and other selected products, right?
Well, it must be the Microsoft, because this is an update for Office rather than just Windows.
So we've seen that be a problem? And this is the reason I was asking. And it happens. It seems to happen more often with the Microsoft update than the Windows update.
Yeah.
Okay.
If this was a machine that was in one of our shops,
mm-hmm.
there's a technical process we go through where we go in and we sort of unstrip what Windows knows about the Windows update software or the Microsoft update software,
okay.
and then reapply. And it involves probably four or five different steps in order to do this, and it reassociates, for lack of a better term, Windows updates with the operating system.
Okay.
And it generally clears up these kinds of problems. It's a fairly technical, involved process that
average users like myself would not be able to do.
Yeah,
that's what he's going to say.
So if you go out and do a little hunting at Google,
okay.
you'll find some resources. Specifically, somebody made a program, and I'm going to say this with lots of caution. If you don't feel super, super, super comfortable, and I'm not just talking to you, Ralph, I'm talking to everybody else listening. If you don't feel super comfortable with sort of intermediate to advanced functions in an operating system, don't go get the piece of software I'm about to talk about.
Okay.
Piece of software is called Dial-A-Fix. Dial-A-Fix.
Okay.
If you Google that, you're going to find this piece of software. And it's one of those things that looks fairly innocuous and looks easy enough. You just plug it in and hit a button, right? Yeah. You got to be careful. What you press, you better know what you press before you press it. Because
okay.
you can cause some real problems. But this piece of software is a technical tool that in the right hands is probably able to solve your problem.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I wish I could guide you better than that, but that's about as far as I can go because it involves a lot more technical stuff that gets really crazy.
Well, that's good to know. I guess, I mean, what I've been doing recently is just hitting the little part, you know, when you're ready to shut down the system, there's a little says, don't load the...
Yeah, the ignore thing. Yeah,
that's what I've been doing. The only problem is every once in a while I ignore some that I should have in there.
Long term it's likely to affect other things, and so that's why it's something that's best to get taken care of at some point, and today may not be that point, but at least we've given you a pointer in a direction.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
You know, one other quick item.
Tell you what, Ralph, I'm running up against the break. If you don't mind, I'm going to pop you on hold, and I'll let you get that other question on the other side of the break. Is that fair?
That's okay. I sent you an email about it. It's just that one of the links that you have today didn't work, so you can look at the email. We won't worry about it.
I will check that out, and I apologize if it didn't work. We'll flog Ken for that.
It's on the erase thing.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. I think I know what he's talking about, and we'll talk about that when we come back from this short break. But meantime, it's time to find out what's happening on the roadways. I know there's some closures. I know there's all kinds of things going on out there. John Dorham is going to get you caught up with all the latest. John. If you're not already a subscriber to our newsletter, I'm going to give you lots of reasons to be. How about fast font sizing?
Yeah, I would love to know that.
You can quickly, on the fly, change font sizes in all your favorite applications. What about how to get programs that open in small windows to open in big windows again? It's those stubborn programs that they keep opening up in the little small windows, and they used to open full screen, and you can't figure out why. That's our head whack of the week. We've got the information documented, the step-by-step instructions on how to fix that very problem.
How many steps are involved?
Not that many.
Okay.
There's actually a free program that we found, too, called AutoSizer that lets you... fix that right up, too.
Hmm. Interesting.
There's news items. There's just security information. There's a preview to each week's show. Information about the upcoming newspaper columns. It's all information that's jam-packed full of goodness. There's no spam. There's
goodness.
No garbage. We don't rent, sell, or otherwise allow the list to be used by others, so you're well-protected. And it's easy to sign up. It just requires you to go to datadoctors.com. You look for the box where it says, I want to join up on that newsletter. You click and you subscribe. It's pretty easy.
It is pretty simple.
There's even a place there where you subscribe that gives you a preview of like the last 20 or so newsletters so you can see what you're getting yourself into. And we make it easy if you ever want to get yourself out. There's a link in every single email we send that tells you how to get out.
That link doesn't really work though, does it?
Of course it does. Of course it does. We let people get freely in, freely out. Of course, we have a lot more comers than goers.
Of course.
So the numbers are always a-growing. So, anyway, check that stuff out. We'll talk a little bit more about some of the news items and some of the other things as we progress throughout the show. By the way, before we went to break, we were talking with Ralph, right? We were talking with Ralph. What?
Nothing.
We were talking with Ralph. I can't even think anymore. What are you doing to me over here? We were talking to Ralph about all kinds of problems. What were we talking to Ralph about? I've lost my complete train of thought.
There was a link that was dead that he said that you sent out.
Oh, in our newsletter.
You were going to throw Ken under the bus for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Ken put together this week's newsletter. I mean, we trade off. We take turns.
Sure, he did.
There's a program that he talked about, something you can go get before you donate, sell, recycle your old computer if you want to erase stuff. And you want to selectively erase. You don't want to whack the whole thing so that it's not usable, right?
Yep.
There's this thing, a program. It's free. It's called Eraser. If you go and Google it, in case our link was broken, which it might have been, at least for Ralph it was.
Right.
If you just Google eraser.exe, spell it the way you'd think, eraser.exe, that's the name of the executable, the program.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find places, and I guarantee within the first one or two or three links, it's going to be something that's going to take good care of what you need. So
yep.
That's the program we were making reference to. In case your link was broken, that's what you need to go do. And let's jump back into the phones.
Can we please?
Yeah, we've got lines open for you, 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR. Hey, Anthony, welcome to the Computer Corner. How can we help?
Well, I have a question. I'm going to tell you this. I have a Gateway. It's pretty, maybe 4 years old. And I just recently updated my video card because I was having trouble watching videos. I do watch Netflix instant movies.
Yep.
But I noticed that, I just got the right video card driver, and now I'm watching the movies, and, every 5 minutes, it almost goes into slow-mo. It's like a pause in rapid succession.
Is the video, skipping? Is it...
It's almost like a skip, yeah. It's like a real... Like a skip, but in rapid succession, and then it goes back to normal again. I mean, I'm getting better video quality.
So you talked about the video card you replaced, and you said you have the right drivers. Did you take the disc that came with the video card, stick it in, and install those, or how did you get the right drivers?
I didn't get an actual new video card. I just went to gateway.com, and they have driver updates. So I updated it. Now I have the Intel, it's a video accelerator.
Right. So what you have is what we call an integrated video or onboard video, meaning it's built into the motherboard.
Okay.
I'll be super honest. It's not the highest quality stuff. It works fine for when you're doing your spreadsheets and you're checking your email and you're just doing basic browsing and stuff. But as soon as you get into any kind of real multimedia, especially with it being 4 years, and when you say 4 years, that probably in reality translates to six.
Right.
Just from experience, I know that.
Right.
So I don't know that I would recommend you go out and spend money on a video card.
Right.
Because that's money that at some point you're going to be replacing that machine. But at the same time, if this is something that's important to you, that may be the route you need to go.
I'll just replace it.
I mean, you're at the point where it's probably a combination of that. Could be your internet connection and its speed. It could be the amount of RAM you have. It could be your operating system junked up with a bunch of things. I mean, there's just so many different possibilities that I don't know that I would run down any one particular path without knowing more about specifically what's
especially,
going on.
Well, and with the age of that unit.
Yeah. We got lines open for you, 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner. Back right after.
You touch a key and it just completely hard freezes the system.
Nice.
I'm hijacked.
Ding, 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 ding. We got a winner.
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust. Except for us.
Right.
You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? It's time to call the Computer Corner on News Talk 92.3 KTAR. Now in the Computer Corner, here are the Data Doctors.
Welcome back to the Computer Corner. It's hour number two, which means...
It's hour number two.
It's hour number two, means you got a full another hour of Brian and Brandon yapping in your ear.
Yeah, lucky them.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to be on this side, I think.
In case you're just joining us, we're talking about recycling your old technology. And this weekend, as we do each year, this is our sort of observance of Earth Day. We've got all the Data Doctors locations all around the valley and all around the state, for that matter, that are standing by ready to take your electronics waste, your old computers, your old technology that's no longer useful to you, take it out of your hands, give you a tax-deductible donation receipt, get it into the hands of the folks over at AZ Strut, who will either turn it into recycled things, which helps fund the program, or get it over to students who will take that old technology and turn it into usable technology and get it into the hands of people who couldn't afford it. So, kind of a cool program. By the way, we've got an update from a couple of the Data Doctors locations, specifically one at 7th Street in Thunderbird.
Yep, they are packed.
They are jam-packed. So if you're in that area, you're looking at donating and taking things by, do us and do you a favor and avoid that location. The next closest is probably down at Tatum and Thunderbird, just over the hill there.
Yep.
And they're actually in fairly good shape over there as far as capacity-wise.
There's one at Tatum and Pinnacle Peak, right?
Dynamite. In Pinnacle Peak.
There we go.
Yep. They're just up the street from you, just north. And so you can check out those couple other locations as an alternative. Out in the East Valley, don't have a whole lot of people checking in yet, but I do know that out at Greenfields and McKellips,
definitely,
they're in real good shape. We've got locations all over standing by
Chandler,
ready to take those things. Yeah, Chandler, Gilbert, Mesa, Queen Creek, Ahwatukee,
Maricopa.
I mean, we're everywhere.
Avondale.
You can find, by the way, if you're trying to figure out where that closest location is, datadoctors.com at the top of every page. You can put in your zip code. It'll show you the five closest locations. It might not be a bad idea to call ahead to make sure that they're not completely packed, because I know that some locations are just getting hammered today.
Yep, they always do. The big screen televisions are the ones that you got to really, please call AZ Strut.
Yeah. anything that's large, a truckload, or things that are very, very large in size, we can probably save you and us a lot of frustration by getting you hooked up directly with the group that's ultimately going to receive these things. And in fact, if your donation is of the right size, meaning if you're a business and you're turning over a bunch of computers, things like that, they'll even come to you and pick it up for you.
Yeah, the last thing we want is to create an inconvenience for you to drive someplace and then not be able to take the donation that you have because of size or limitations, that kind of thing.
If you're at all questioning it, or just, I mean, just to be safe, phone ahead.
Yep,
it wouldn't
hurt.
It's
a great best practice.
Yes. Best practices, listen to you.
You know, some terms are just perfect.
Brian, in case you haven't figured out, in the real world, when he's not here helping out on the radio show, he heads up our B2B division of Data Doctors, meaning he helps when people have technology woes in their workplace.
Yep.
And he goes and helps understand what those technology woes are, put together solutions for them, and then sends the engineers out running to make things happen. So his best practices speech comes out, I'm sure, fairly often during the week.
Well, you said early and often earlier, and I almost went every customer every time, or what?
Listen to you.
Sometimes it's hard to get away from those old phrases.
That's true. We've got lines open for you, by the way, 602-277-5827. If you've got technology frustrations, if you want to talk about where your donation stuff, your recycling, what you can do to help keep the earth green, that's great. It doesn't have to be about that, though, of course. Anything on the technology subject, we're here for you. We've got some interesting news items in this week's newsletter. One of the things, AT&T, you've heard of them before, right?
No. Who are they?
Big communications company.
Oh, that's right.
Used to be
rings
the only.
Rings a bell.
Yeah, rings a bell. Yeah.
Sorry, that was bad.
Pretty bad. They've decided, and they claim that without significant additional investments to infrastructure, that the internet will hit its full capacity in the next year and a half.
Running out of straws.
Running out of space. Running out of tubes.
Tubes.
The tubes will be a flooded.
Well, we better call the old vice president and get him working on it again.
Yeah. So if AT&T is correct, there will be no more bandwidth left for all of the content we all desire, with all the things that are taking more and more space and more time and are getting bigger and bigger. Even though our internet speeds are getting faster and faster, the pace can't be kept up with, and soon everything's going to come to a screeching halt. At least that's AT&T's take.
Dum, dum, dum.
Yeah. Another news item, if it's good enough for Shatner, is the headline.
Oh, yes.
If it's good enough for Shatner.
Shatner.
The Shat.
Yes.
As he's known as in the circles.
Mm-hmm.
What do Bill Cosby, the cast of MASH, and yes, Captain James T. Kirk, have in common?
Classics?
All of them did endorsements for PCs in the late 80s.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Now, why that's news? Well, you have to find out. And you find out by subscribing to our newsletter, datadoctors.com. Look for the place to subscribe. And in case you didn't subscribe in time, you can, on the right-hand side, see the last 20 newsletters or so there. So you can look back in time and see what we're talking about. Because it's interesting.
Very.
Should we get back to the phones?
Let's please do.
Let's talk to Bob.
Hi there.
Hey, Bob.
Wow. Hi, Bob. Hey,
good day, sir. How can we... Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
All
right. I'll take anybody right now.
I thought I heard your schizophrenic voice talking to somebody else, but maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah, I've got a problem with my computer. It's AMD Athlon.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
And I've got a CD-ROM drive and a CD burner drive, and they both went out at the same time. And when I log on to the computer, it says that neither drive is being detected.
Alrighty.
Neither drive is being detected, and so...
Did
anything change on the inside of your computer recently, meaning did you make any upgrades, changes, unplug, plug anything?
Haven't done anything to it for over a year.
And just suddenly, poof, like that, all your CD burners are gone.
Yep.
So,
how old is the unit? Hey, Bob, how old was the unit?
About 2 years.
Okay, that means four. So,
right. It's the world of mathematics and computer
everything age. Else works fine.
Okay. So either it just decided to up and give out, and when I say it, I mean the controllers on the motherboard that control your well, gosh, let's get nerdy. Tappy devices.
Oh,
so sometimes on motherboards, there's more than one place that these things can plug into,
uh-huh.
And it's possible that one bank... And that's really bad terminology, but we're going to use that because it's not as nerdy as the other. One channel went out and the other didn't. So if it was me, I'd try to check that first. I'd make sure that things were plugged in. I'd make sure that we hadn't disabled things in the BIOS. You know,
let me try to decipher something, Brandon, because you just said...
Well, the thing that got me was they both went out at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's what sort of struck me as strange.
Well, I'm guessing they're both plugged into the same cable, and they're both plugged into the same controller on the motherboard.
That was going to be my question, Brandon, is you're talking about moving the placement on the motherboard to another channel.
So that's the possibility, is that there may be another place that we can interface or plug these things into on the board, and without opening the thing up and without digging around a little bit, we wouldn't know that, but there's a possibility.
Yeah, this is true.
The other is that something that you downloaded, something you installed, somehow damaged the drivers, and specifically there's something called an ASAPI driver, and it's a driver that's generally made by Adaptec, but other companies make them. And
yeah, when I go into the drivers, it says the device is working properly.
All right. Well, then we have no problem.
There you go.
Everything's
you're good.
They're working properly, but they don't work.
Tell you what, Bob, this is something that's going to, frankly, bore the rest of the world, so I'm going to give you one-on-one attention off the air, which gives us a little bit of time to get you caught up with...
Traffic and weather.
Ah, I love hearing that sound. That cool KTAR traffic and weather sound. It's the sound that tells me that John Dormy in the KTAR Traffic Center standing by ready to help you with traffic woes. John? And welcome back to the Computer Corner. Coming up, make sure you stay tuned for our Geek Speak of the Week. This week's Geek Speak of the Week. Fairly solid. You'll want to stick around for that. Of course, more news items. We already talked about our head whack of the week. And more your calls, your questions, your consternation, your fear, your troubles, your woes. Whatever those things are, we got lines open for you. 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR.
You're like a walking thesaurus.
A walking thesaurus?
Thesaurus.
How's that?
Never mind. Go ahead.
I mean, why am I walking thesaurus, though?
Never mind. We're good.
I threw out six different versions of a one word. It's not a thesaurus. I mean, you have to have more than that, right? Six enough?
Six is the entry level.
Oh, I'm an entry level
thesaurus. The kindergarten version.
All right.
So we got to help Jill. She's waiting.
You want to avoid this now, don't
totally,
you?
Totally. Let's go.
All right.
I don't want to do that anymore to you.
I'm going to smack you around.
It's not going to get any better.
Let's see if we can help Jill out, because Jill is the one that has the real frustrations.
Oh, boy. And you're talking about teachers. I'm a third grade teacher.
Excellent.
Out at an underperforming school in West Phoenix. We have mostly ESL, English as a second language.
An underperforming school? What's that mean to us?
That
people?
Means we failed the aims. We're failing.
But that's
we
not,
are not reading.
That's not because of you and your dedication, Jill, I can tell.
That's why I'm here Saturday.
All right.
I teach Saturday school, and I teach aftercare, and I teach third grade, and summer school, you name it, I teach it. I'm in my ninth year, and I'm an older type, very traditional, and I have collected, golly, I've had 5, 98, 2,000 computers, and we just run software, and it's wonderful.
Cool.
Because these children are playing games that are old by anyone else's standards, but they love it.
They don't care. Yeah,
some of these children are so deadly poor that I have actually sold them my computers for $50. And they get the software, and their grades come up because they're playing educational games. These computers don't drive the Internet, of course, but they're doing what they need to do for these poor kids.
Yeah, but at that age, you don't want them on the Internet anyway. That's fantastic.
No, I don't. And I do the IT here, too. So, yes, I know all about Internet middle school.
Jill, you're amazing.
You are the I was going to say you're the jack of all trades, but you're the Jill of all trades.
Jill of all trades.
Thank
there you.
Thank you. I am very passionate.
It sounds like it.
I need, we could use help here.
Okay.
If anybody needs to donate, and it's tax deductible, of course, because you'll get it in writing from the school. But if you have anybody who has an old computer, we take 98s.
Cool.
We'll
take, my favorite computer is a 2000. It just runs like a champ.
Hey, Jill.
Yes, sir.
You know, we're involved with the AZ Strut program, which is the Arizona Students Recycling Use Technology Program.
Yes.
And we, in conjunction with Motorola, APS, Intel, a couple other companies around the valley, we support this organization. And, you know, I don't know if you've spent any time to look into it, but you may be someone that could qualify as a beneficiary.
Exactly.
Really?
So what happens is we've got locations all over, and there's a couple other drop centers in the valley, right? People bring us their stuff that's no longer useful to them. And oftentimes this stuff, you talk about Windows 98 and 2000, people bring us stuff that's Windows XP. They bring us stuff that's 2 or 3 years old that's just, they've outgrown it for whatever reason, but it's still good, usable stuff. So these things then make their way to students, and that's the whole students recycling use technology part. They take these things, and they're going to, like, Votech schools. They get to learn how to do repairs, and they take the machines, and they wipe them out, and they reload operating systems, and they get them back into almost kind of good as new, but older technology.
Sure.
And then those things go to people and to organizations that couldn't otherwise afford computers. And I'm not sure, because I don't know how that part of it works, but you might want to contact AZ Strut, and you can find them at AZ Strut, AZ like the state, Strut as in students, ST, recycling, R, used, U, technology, T, .org. So azstrut.org.
Got it.
And they have contact information there, and there may be some fit there that works that kills lots of birds with one stone.
Boy, I sure
get
hope
you some
so.
More stuff.
That'd be pretty cool, right?
And anything I can do to help these children read.
Hey,
no.
Anything I can do.
It only helps all of us for the long term, right?
Well, it sure is better than throwing away old computers.
Well, yeah, I mean,
me too.
See, and this whole program that we've jumped on board with, it keeps the stuff out of the landfills. It gets the stuff out of the homes of people who don't want it. It gets the stuff into the hands of people who do want it.
And need it.
And it gets an education to the students who are trying to learn how to fix it. So everybody wins.
And then I don't have to go buy them at used stores.
There you go. So hey, Jill, you follow up with that. Check that out. And I know that the guy who kind of runs the organization, his name is Ken Maestrom. He donates a lot of his time. He's actually a Motorola employee, I believe. And, his contact information is all over the site. Get with him. If there's a way it can help, I'm sure he'll make it happen. Thanks for the call, Jill. We got lines open for you, 602-277-5827. We'll be back right after this short news break. Stick around. Welcome back to the Computer Corner. Full half hour of show left. Fear not if you've been unable to get through on the phone lines. Today's been a weird day.
It's been a very strange day.
I think we've only had all the lines booked like once. Pete, what are you doing there, man? That's awfully distracting. Look over there. Oh, now he turned away. What are you doing?
Awesome. All right. That's fantastic.
Pete, the guy who makes it so you can hear us and has the music playing and I don't even know what he does with it, but he does the magic things.
Right.
He's got this thing hanging out of his mouth. It's like an ice cream cone. Is it an ice cream cone? No. A bagel?
Bagel.
It doesn't even look like a bagel. It's a monster, and it's just sitting, and he's got his eyes glued to the monitor while he's figuring out how to load up the next round of spots, and I don't even know what he's doing over there, but he's distracting me.
Hilarious.
Yeah. It's at least hilarious for us. People listening are going, okay.
You guys are silly.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You know, there's this thing that we do at the bottom of the hour, the second hour.
Right.
It's become a tradition.
Yes, it has.
It's probably a, I'm going to say roughly a six-year standing tradition.
Really, 6 years?
Yeah, we talk about a little piece of terminology from not the language of English. It's the language of geek.
Oh, boy, that was good.
It's called our Geek Speak of the Week. Each and every week, we bring you that little nugget of information, knowledge.
Of bagel.
Well, maybe it's a little bagel hanging out of the mouth. Whatever it is, it's designed to help inform you of the things that the geeks, the nerds, and the jerks are talking about.
Right.
So that when they try to talk down to you the way they do, no longer.
You
know what they're
them.
Talking about.
That's right.
And you know what they're saying, and now you can talk back and fight back.
I really had thought I heard them all until I read this one.
And this week's Geeks Week of the Week?
So today is collateral misinformation.
Collateral? We know what collateral damage is, right?
Right.
It's
what
like an acceptable loss kind
exactly.
of thing, right?
Right.
So collateral misinformation.
Okay. So what this is when someone alters a Wikipedia article to win a specific argument or is just simply misinformed about the topic. It is said that anyone who reads the false article before the error is corrected, suffers from collateral misinformation.
So let me see if I got this straight.
Please
okay.
do.
I go on Wikipedia.
Yes.
I decide either because I want to advertise for my product or because I don't know what the heck I'm talking about, but I think I do.
Mm-hmm.
I decide I'm going to alter the Wikipedia article.
Right.
And so I do. I log in, I create my profile, I go in, I edit the information, and I change whatever article to say something different, which happens to be incorrect, misleading, and or false.
Mm-hmm.
That itself is not the collateral misinformation.
Right.
What the collateral misinformation is that you, Brian, come along and read what I've altered. But because it's a source like Wikipedia, you take it to be the gospel truth.
Right, which is mistake number one.
Right. And so you read it and go, oh, cool, now I know about subject X.
Yep.
Keep in mind, this is the same subject that I just modified to my liking.
Yeah.
You go off and you start spouting off to all your friends about subject X that you read about on Wikipedia
so
as if
smart.
You're an expert.
Right.
Blah,
we
blah,
know
blah.
Somebody that does this on a regular basis.
Yes, we do.
His name is Kevin.
Well, oh, gosh. I didn't think you were going to say his name.
Oh, completely, because he just sent me a lovely text message bashing our radio show.
Okay. So so now Kevin goes off and spouts to the world about everything he knows about the world, which
is
turns
all
out
wrong
is,
anyway.
Is nothing because right. he got it off the internet, which means it's by default false.
Right.
And he is now a victim of collateral misinformation.
Yes.
I got it.
Awesome. I'm glad you've got that resolved now and you've figured it out.
By the way, a little reminder, we're taking in donations of your no longer needed, used technology items. The donations, we have drop points all over the valley at all Data Doctors locations. You can find the nearest location, datadoctors.com. Put in your zip code and you'll find it. Those donations then make their ways into the hands of students who fix the things up. And learn, and ultimately into the hands of people who wouldn't be able to afford technology.
Yeah.
So that they get something.
We got to give a shout out. By
yes,
the way,
that was I had to set it up.
Oh.
We told you previously that we were at max capacity at our location at
7th Street and
7th Street and Thunderbird. One of the partners in the program, the company that actually picks the stuff up from our drop locations and then takes it to where it goes next, they're out there right now doing a pickup.
Yep.
And so now we have room again.
Yes.
And
Ben.
Ben,
who's on the show last week.
Yeah, he was on the show last week. He obviously is listening regularly because he heard us talking about it and
yep.
chimed in and said, hey, wait, we're all good.
That's right.
So you can call
Thank
the
you, Ben,
off.
By the way, for that information.
Ben is now a pimp.
Oh, he is fantastic.
Absolutely. So anyway, we've got that business put aside. Now we can jump back in on the phones,
mm-hmm.
see if we can help more people out, which is really what we're here to focus on today.
Is it?
It's the listener. It's the caller. It's the person that's in trouble, that's going crazy.
I feel for those people.
It's John who has frustrations. John, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate you taking my call and appreciate what you guys do and all the humor that you sometimes humor people with.
Hey, it's few and far between, but when it does happen, it's C-grade quality.
Perfect. Listen, what I've got real quickly, I've got a compact laptop, but that's not the problem. I've got it wirelessly hooked up through a Linksys WRT 5HG. Okay?
Okay.
That H is actually a 4, by the way, but go ahead.
I knew I needed new glasses. Damn age. Excuse me on that.
That's okay.
Okay.
So I've got my wife's desktop on the wireless. It works. I've got this laptop on the wireless. It works. My daughter's laptop on the wireless. It works. But this new place we moved into is wired. So I plug in the laptop. I disable the wireless, enable the wired, and then, you know, I try and go out on the Internet. I get nothing. So then, you know, I go to the Linksys 192.168, and I can hit the router, but it won't go any further. And then when I get to the router and I open up network connection details, I don't have anything basically under the IP address. Like right now, I'm on wireless, and, it, you know, I've got the subnet mask, the default gateway, the DHCP chip server.
That's DHCP, yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't say that other word.
Right.
Lease obtained DNS service and all that.
Right.
Now, my question is, and I tried to do this before I came to you guys. It just happened I was doing this, and you guys were on the air, and it was great. And so I go to Linksys help site. And I follow it through, and it's telling me what I need to do at one point is enable the MAC address clone.
Okay.
But me being iffy about this MAC address clone.
Yeah, so let me just save you some time. That MAC address cloning, that
yes.
would be if you were unable to get on the Internet at all
yes.
from any computer, wired or wireless,
yeah.
that might come into play. Absolutely
okay.
not going to come into play for your situation.
Okay.
So that's a whole other thing that – so if I have a cable modem and Cox Communications – is who I hook up with.
You're a mind reader, too.
Yeah, so then they know the IP address, quote-unquote, of my computer when I'm plugged in. Well,
yes.
if I instead don't plug into my computer, I plug into a router, suddenly that freaks them out a little bit, and there's a little game we can play by doing that MAC address clone that makes them think that it's still plugged into a computer even though it's not. And
okay.
Again, none of that applies to your situation.
Oh, great.
So my guess, something is not configured properly with your wired network settings.
Yep.
And I'm thinking specifically, if you are to, on the laptop,
yes.
if you right-click on My Network Places or Network Neighborhood, whatever it's called in your machine,
and
go down to Properties, this is going to be a little bit painful, but not too painful.
Okay, hold it. And I'm sorry, I don't want to take up a bunch of time doing this.
Too late.
When you, so if I go to Start Programs...
Yeah, Start. And the easiest way, probably, if you don't have it readily available on your desktop, is go on the Control Panel. And go to Network Connections or Network or something like that, depending on your version of Windows and how it's configured.
Got your properties.
You're going to right-click on where it shows your local area connection and go to Properties.
Well, okay. Now, do you want me on the wireless or the...
The wired. That's where we're having the problem, right?
Okay, got it.
So
okay.
we right-clicked on it and gone to Properties.
I am.
And then there should be a bunch of different things saying this connection uses the following items, and one of them is going to say Internet Protocol, and then in parentheses, TCP/IP.
Are you talking dirty?
Totally.
I hope not.
Okay. Yes, I see it, and it's checked.
Cool. We can highlight that by clicking on it.
I'm with you.
But not unchecking it, right? Keep it checked, highlight it, and then click Properties.
I'm with you.
We want to make sure that each of the little radio buttons on that General tab
yes.
is selected on obtain whatever automatically. So obtain an IP address automatically, obtain DNS server settings automatically, right? Everything's set to automatically instead of specified.
Okay. The obtain was unclicked, and it was using the following IP address?
Yeah. How did I know that?
Okay. So I click obtain.
Yes,
correct?
Sir. We're going to make sure for both. So the upper and lower sections, both of them set to obtain, which is the higher radio buttons in both cases.
You know, I don't care what Kevin says about you guys. You're awesome.
Luckily, Brandon is scary.
Luckily, I don't care what Kevin says either. So we're going to click OK twice, which is going to back you out of the whole thing.
Okay, let me make sure of one thing.
Yes, sir.
I'm not a sir if you only knew me. obtain IP address automatically is checked, the radio button.
Excellent.
And then down at the bottom, obtain DNS server automatically.
Yes, sir.
I'm still not a sir.
Sorry.
Yes,
John.
So I don't want the use DNS server address clicked?
Correct. You want the obtain one.
Oh, Okay.
I can't be more clear about making sure that both options that say obtain.
Got you.
That they're checked and that we say okay twice, John.
I love it. Okay. Okay, and then close?
Oh, okay. There should be no close button, hopefully.
Okay. Well, I get one okay.
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 The next one says then...
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Confirmed.
Correct.
The next one's then you should have an okay or a cancel.
It takes me right back to... when I get out of obtained IP address,
yes,
and those radio buttons,
yes, sir.
I click okay.
That was on purpose.
I knew that. If I click okay, only it takes me right back to local area connection properties.
All right, sir.
Yes.
Go ahead and close out of that. However, you have to.
Okay.
At that point, now you may have to reboot your machine.
Okay.
But I'm gonna bet. Dollars
to, do that,
dollars
yeah,
to donuts
good.
That you're going to be golden.
Okay, is that with a big boot or a small boot?
You know, you do whatever kind of boot you have to do. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pop you on hold.
Okay.
And I'm going to confirm with you, sir, that you, sir, are able to get on the internet now after you've rebooted, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You sit tight, sir. I'm going to be right with you off the air. In the meantime, we're going to get a check of traffic and weather once again from John Dormy in the KTR Traffic Center. John, take it away. Welcome back. It's the final segment. If you missed any part of the show, fear not.
It's unfortunately been recorded.
Yeah. Why shan't you fear?
I don't know, sir, why.
Datadoctors.com/radio. All the resources are posted for you anytime, all the time. And the show, as Brian mentioned, is being and has been recorded. We'll go ahead and get that chopped up, sliced and diced to make it compact. And tasty for you.
Definitely.
And then it'll arrive, if you're a subscriber to our podcast, in your favorite podcasting software or on your iPod next week early, or you can go download it on demand or listen on demand without downloading.
And I think we have a special guest, don't we?
A special guest.
Well, he's a little special.
There's this guy that we got. His name is Vince.
Special Ed.
What makes Vince special is that he was calling to give us an update on the recycling hotline.
Yes.
Vince runs one of the stores out in the Southeast Valley, and he wanted to call and let everybody know that, well, Vince,
room.
Why don't you tell us what you want to let everybody know?
We have tons of space.
You've got tons of space. So if you're looking for a place to offload in the Southeast Valley, specifically where, Vince?
Gilbert and Williamsfield.
Gilbert and Williamsfield. That's kind of south, and that's kind of east, right? Gilbert,
yep.
And Williamsfield. That's near, if you live in the islands, that subdivision,
mm-hmm.
This is probably your most convenient place to go.
Perfect. It's a wonderful part of the valley.
You've got old technology, used computers, stuff that you need to get out of your garage. It's time for that spring cleaning. You need to get out of the, hopefully it's not in your garage, maybe in the in that extra closet in the spare bedroom, whatever it is. You can take it down. Data Doctors at the, southeast corner?
Yeah, it is, actually.
In the Fry Shopping
right.
Center, right?
Correct. Gilbert Williamsfield. Gilbert.
Yeah, isn't it right behind a...
it was like an AutoZone or something?
Yeah, we're hidden right behind the AutoZone.
Yeah, they were nice enough to build that right in front of you, right? So people can't find you.
Exactly.
But you take the computers there. What Vince is going to do is he's going to help you unload, right? That's number one. Number two, he's going to help you fill out a little tax-deductible cool receipt thing so that you can get a little rebate on your taxes next year.
That's right.
Number three, Vince is going to stack that stuff and come early next week. West Tech, who is another partner in this whole group, is going to come by, pick up all the goods, and they're going to take it on over to the folks over at AZ Strut, which is a whole kind of distribution area. They're going to separate the sort of capable of working stuff from the not. The not capable of working stuff is going to be properly broken down into its individual components and then recycled responsibly. The capable of being recycled, meaning used stuff, is going to be then taken over to schools, East Valley Institute of Technology for the stuff that's in the East Valley. And then students will take that stuff and turn it into working stuff.
Stuff, right.
And good stuff.
Very good.
And then they'll get it in the hands of people who can then utilize said stuff. So Vince just wanted to let everybody know that he's standing by and ready.
Gilbert and Williamsfield, right?
Gilbert and Williamsfield.
Right.
Fantastic.
Hey, thanks for the call, Vince. We appreciate it.
I'll talk later, man.
See ya. We know that some of the locations were getting kind of filled up, so we kind of threw the shot out to anybody saying, hey, if you've got wide open capacity, let us know. And there's
one of the locations. We've also got the location out in Ahwatukee as well.
Awatuki, yeah, they're at 40th Street and Chandler, I believe.
Yeah, you bet.
Another Fry shopping center.
Yep, exactly.
So if you're in the Awatuki area, they've got some space there still. Again, you want to find the location nearest you. You need not go any further than datadoctors.com. You put in your zip code. You'll find it. I do recommend you call ahead. All the locations are open until 5 o'clock today. But call ahead to make sure that they're not overflowing at the brims. And if they are, they'll help you find another location nearby that can help accommodate you.
Definitely.
You know, I'm looking at Alan sitting there. And, Alan, I appreciate you calling in. I'm going to give you some one-on-one, hands-on attention off the air. Because if I take you now, in 10 seconds, I'm going to be saying, you know, Alan,
we got to go.
Hate to do this to you. We got to go. So, Alan, you stand by. We're going to help you with your fatal exception messages that you're getting.
Blue screens of death?
Blue screens, not good.
Those are painful.
In the meantime, any of you out there that are getting your fatal exception error messages, your blue screens of death,
just throw it away.
No.
Recycle it.
Recycle it, or if you're not ready to recycle it, if it's stuff that you want to hang on to, we've got all kinds of free resources posted for you in our free help center. Browse on over, datadoctors.com. Look in the free help center, or take us up on our standing offer. Any Data Doctors location, they'll do a free computer checkup while you hang and wait.
That's right.
They'll help you figure out what's wrong. They'll throw you a couple options of what you can do or what they can do for you or whatever the case might be.
We'll do that out in the field, too, if you have multiple computers.
Sure. Just ask.
Just ask. We'll come out.
I mean, ask for just about anything. We can always say no, right?
That's true. We can.
Why not? Just say hey.
But more than likely, we'll say yes.
I was listening, and Brandon and Brian said, and then just fill in your blanks. And they might laugh at you and say, okay, they didn't say that.
Yeah.
Again, if you missed any part of the show, datadoctors.com/radio. We'll get the podcast of this updated. Until next time, Brian Ellison, Brandon Disney reminding you, if you don't need it, don't install it. See you next week.